I didn't want to. No, I didn't want to. It was me, and they got mad at me. And I said, listen. And that's when I reached out to my people that I'd been booking me forever. And they ended up taking us on, and the Romantics they took on, Diversified Management Agency. You know, they were handling, they booked all the major acts. At one time, Dave Leon managed Bob Seger. So they had Seger, Alice Cooper, Ted Nugent, Aerosmith, Sammy Hagar, they had them all at one time. Anyway, so we signed with them, and they got us, you know, we crossed over into the clubs. Like I was saying, there was top 40 bands playing all the rock clubs. Really good bands, don't get me wrong. Salem Witchcraft, Toby Red, The Look. I mean, God, I mean, Holy Smoke, Strut. But the thing of it is, they played all the top 40 clubs. Great bands, okay? We played the same clubs they did, Robert. But we played all the original places. We played the theaters. You know, they couldn't play bookies, and they surely couldn't play some of the theaters we played, because they were a top 40 cover band. And when they did an original song, it sounded like a cover. When we did an original song, it sounded like Cadillac Kids. And when we did a cover, it sounded like Cadillac Kids. That was what the new wave, or not, but that's what the punk message was. If somebody did a cover, we didn't try to sound like the cover. We did it our way. You know, we made that song our own. But anyway, so we ended up touring with Romantics, and DMA was going to, we were going to get signed, and we ended up signing with Gary Lazar. Bob Zilli managed us for a while. And I was telling you, we were saving money to do this demo with Ben. We had money saved in the bank, and the management said, well, we don't need that money, because we're going to get you guys a record contract. And the guy that just recorded, in fact, he just produced Joan Jett, I Love Rock and Roll, and Crimson and Clover. That guy wanted to produce us, and we were going to get a record contract. So they said, we don't need that money, but we do need is a drum set for the drummer. And, you know, we didn't argue with him, because, you know, we thought that he knew what he was talking about. And we were hoping that would be the case, you know. But, I mean, Gary Lazar knew everybody. And we were going to get a record deal. But we played all the top 40 clubs and made really good money, though, too. Playing original music. Hey, dude, Cadillac Kids played the Side Street Lounge for 2 weeks straight. Wednesday through Saturday, just like you'd see a cover band today. But Cadillac Kids. You know, we played we played Uncle Sam's. The West Side Silverbird. We played Charlie's. We played Jagger's 3 nights, Thursday, Friday. And we played the Ritz. So, I mean, we really were the crossover king. We crossed over. And the Romantics really were. But they had already gotten signed. So their whole thing was, you know, they were on American Bandstand, for God's sakes. You know, but I guess the point I'm trying to make is, the Cadillac Kids were a force to be reckoned with. We were going to get a record deal, and we should have. But then it just kind of went its way, you know.